Now I would invite you to turn in the Bibles that are close at hand to the Old Testament section, if you're using the Pew Bible, page 184, that you might read along with me as we turn to the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, the final chapter, 34, beginning at the first verse. Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo to the top of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho, and the Lord showed him the whole land. And the Lord said to him, "This is the land of which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I will let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not cross over there." Then Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab at the Lord's command. He was buried in the valley of the land of Moab opposite Bethor, and no one knows his burial place to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His sight was unimpaired and his vigor had not abated. The Israelites wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. The period of mourning for Moses was ended. And Joshua, the son of Nun, full of the Holy Spirit, because Moses had laid his hands on him, and the Israelites obeyed him, doing as the Lord had commanded Moses. This is the word of God for God's people on this day. Thanks be to God. Another minister had come to his last Sunday with a beloved congregation. He had preached his last sermon, he had attended the reception, and he came back into the sanctuary to gather up his things for the last time, when he found one of the saints of the church, a little old lady, an old-timer, sitting down front, just weeping bitterly. He went up to her, hugged her, and said, "Martha, don't cry. I'll guarantee you that the next minister will be even better than I am." To which Martha looked up and looked him straight in the eye, stopped her crying, and said, "Why do you think I'm crying? That's what the bishop said the last time." Leaving and departing have never been easy for me, because any change means loss, and any loss means grief, a grief process as well as new life. This is my first interim, and I can't tell you with what joy, satisfaction, and reward it has brought. This interim, being interim, certainly has its biblical roots. For among interims in the Bible were Elijah, who was the forerunner of the Old Testament prophets which were to follow. There was John the Baptist, who pointed to the coming of the Messiah. And then there was Moses. Now, it is true, Moses' interim ministry lasted 40 years of wilderness wanderings, but nevertheless, Moses was an interim between the slavery of Egypt and the promise of the land. And so it is that we take up the story of Moses in that 34th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, his decision of his leave-taking from the children of Israel as they're about to cross over into the promised land. Moses goes up on top of Mount Nebo, leaving the 12 tribes of Israel encamped on the valley floor below. And this narration, which brings to a close the book of Deuteronomy and ends the epic of the wilderness wanderings of ancient Israel, we find a view from the side of that mountain that speaks to us when we're called to leave, take, and depart for transition and turning points in our lives. In the first place, a view from the side of the mountain includes a survey taken. Moses was commanded by God to go up off the plain of Moab to Mount Nebo, and there to sit on a promontory known as Pisgah. It's 12 miles east of the spot where the Jordan River empties into the Dead Sea. The great Sinai wilderness was behind him, and ahead of him was the promised land of Canaan. It's a time of reflection for Moses as he thinks of the various trials and tribulations and triumphs of the last 40 years, as day by day he led that people, bore the burden of governing that newly emerging nation, and Moses undoubtedly wondered, where have these 40 years gone? Sometimes in those periods when we're called to part, it's good to make a list of the things that we are leaving behind that we will miss. And so I've made such a list. I'll miss the warmth of greeting each of you each Sunday morning. I will miss the dedication, your depth of dedication to this fellowship of this caring community. And I will miss the beauty of the sanctuary with its warmth and aliveness. Indeed, I have deep satisfaction in the pastoral calls made, the personal contacts enjoyed, and the counsel provided. There's a joy in the morning services, the endless number of meetings, and the projects envisioned and completed. But with Moses, there would also be regrets. He would regret that he could not enter the promised land, that his people really had not yet learned to trust the Lord their God, and he regret that it took 40 years to get to this spot. And so, too, there are regrets for me of things left undone, of calls not made, of projects incompleted. But the view from the side of the mountain means that you take a survey. Secondly, a view from the side of the mountain includes a promise renewed. As Moses sits on that mountaintop, the Lord God of Israel renews the promise that was made. He points out the land ahead of him to Moses, and he says, "This is the land that I swore to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob." And so at times of departure and leave-taking, the promise of God to be with his people, to leave them onward, is always with us. At the end of an endless line of splendor that began with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And so we as pastors understand ourselves to be part of that ongoing progress and process. That at every point in transition, God's promise is to be with his people, and it is renewed. It's like running a relay race. The baton is passed from one person to another down the track. And it may not be ours to finish the course, but to share in the race nevertheless. And so leave-taking is the baton getting passed from one pastoral leader to another. It's not appropriate to continue down the track beyond the point at which the baton has been passed. That becomes someone else's responsibility to proceed down the track. There are those times when you also, in leave-taking, make another list. It's things that you would like to take with you. And so I've made mine. I wish I could take the great and congenial staff of this church. I wish I could take Esther Smith and her friends who provide such a special and dedicated ministry to the homebound. I wish I could take the 39 and holding monthly potlucks and the monthly community meals. And I wish I could take the great instrumental, vocal, and organ music that minister to this congregation. Honor me by allowing me to become part of that endless line of splendor. For knowing that God is always with his people, renewing their promise at every turning point, at every point of transition. And thirdly then, a view from the top of the mountain includes a transition made. It's interesting to note that at Moses' departure, the people of Israel enter into a defined period of transition, exactly 30 days. The narration reads, and then the days of mourning and weeping for Moses ended. New leadership was positioned in the person of Joshua, who'd been selected to lead the people over the Jordan River and into the Promised Land. And you remember that the promised land was not to be received without energy and effort. For there were conquests to be made and campaigns to be waged and cities to be taken and lands to be conquered. And so you, as the people of Burns Memorial, are called to receive new leadership that will enable you to engage in new conquests and campaigns, projects and community. For you have a vision and an agenda ahead of you as you march forward. The new leadership will come to you in the person of Aaron. You will receive him, love him, for he's a perfect match for what lies ahead through the next decade. And under the leadership of Aaron, you are called to reach new heights of ministry and mission, new goals of vision and hope, as you prepare to go up and conquer the promised land. You may have heard this story before, but I enjoy telling it. It's that of a college graduation in which each of the graduating seniors were to walk across the stage, receive their diploma from the dean of their college, and then march off the other side. The dean had become very concerned about the amount of time this was taking, and so over a live mic lapel, he could be heard to extend the greeting to each candidate that came to him, saying, "Congratulations, keep moving. Congratulations, keep moving." My final word to you is congratulations for who you are as Burns Memorial Church, and keep moving ever forward. For God is saying to you that in times of transition, there is a survey to be taken, a promise renewed, a transmission made. For this is the view from the side of the mountain. Let us pray. Lord, we give you thanks for your spirit among your people. We give you thanks for days together and for new leadership. All in Jesus' name. Amen.